Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
I surrender to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I give myself away so you can use me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this morning. We pray, oh God, that the entrance of your word will give us light and will give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Take your seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Powerful. We, you welcome. Hey, I didn't see you last week. You went to Amanone. You traveled to Germany. Where? You are in Soto. All right. Now, this is the first service, okay? And we are still on Victory Secret. Everybody say Victory Secret. I kept explaining to you that they are secrets, okay? Kayla. There are secrets, okay? Everywhere you go, there are secrets. For something to work well, there's a secret that is making that particular thing work. And for something also not to work, I hope you're understanding me. There's also another type of secret that is not making it work. But we are talking about a secret that will give us victory. Say amen.
Amen.
Opposite of victory is failure. All right. How many of you want to write exams and get 16%? You want to write exams and get 16. If you get 16%, it's a type of failure. You have failed. Everywhere in the world, if they mark your exams, it's not only in Ghana. If you go to Zambia, it's like that. If you go to Uganda, South Africa, Germany, mention some of the countries you know. Canada. Madagascar. Where is Madagascar on the Ghana map? On the Africa map? Yes, it's a Madagascar is not a landlocked country. Madagascar is out, cry. Madagascar is on its own. Okay, it is surrounded by water. All right. So everywhere when they write exams and you get 16/100, it's not that you have passed. All right. So it's a when you get 16/100, you have failed. But when they write exams and you get 98/100, it's a victory. If they write BC and you get, let's say, 10 ones, they'll pour powder down. Boss, sit down here. They'll pour powder down. You've seen that thing before. Hey, Adom TV has been doing something. First, they used to bring the people to the studio. Then they'll ask you questions. If you win, then they'll give you flat screen. Vira Chedie. Then they'll pour, if they are going to your hometown, then they'll pour powder on you. Chief Moness, you are welcome. Sit down. Do you understand? Now, when they pour powder on you, it's a sign of victory. No, nobody check. No, nobody. Back pain starts. So remove that thing. Yeah. So we are talking about a victory, or a secret that will bring us victory. Say amen. Yeah, and that is what I've been sharing with you from January, and today, by the grace of God, today is the last Sunday of February, so we'll finish it today. All right, then. It's not that we are finishing the secret, but we are going on to something different. Okay, now today I want to share with you on the secret of the little book. The secret of the little book. Okay, like if you have come to church, write. Take out your pen and things and write. Is that what you do at school? The secret of the little book. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. Secret. There is a secret in reading books. This is what I want you to understand. There is a certain secret that will bring you victory when you read books. Hello. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? I'm saying it again. I'm saying that anytime you devote your time to read books, and not just any books, but godly Christian books. Where's your brother? He's coming. Where have you people been? You're in the world. Oh, you've gone on Healing Jesus. And then Pastor Joe's church. Yeah. Are you in Revelation? Yes. Chapter 1. Chapter 10. Verses 1 to 2. Then we read 8 to 11. It says, and I saw another mighty angel. May you see a mighty angel in the name of Jesus. Those of you didn't say, may you not see the angel. Came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Yeah, rainbow is something which was created by God. Rainbow is not the color for gay. If you see people with rainbow, they say, oh, this person is a gay or is a lesbian. No, the devil is trying to use what God has created. Something nice. Rainbow is a nice, it's a nice thing. It is God's idea. It is not the idea of gay people. Do you understand? Yeah. Let's continue. A rainbow was upon his head. So sisters, when you are coming to church, I want to see rainbow ribbons. Do you see? Like the way Joel's hair. Joel, let me see the rainbow. Yeah. You have all the rainbow colors. I should see rainbow. Rainbow is a nice. It's nice. Rainbow has how many colors? Seven colors. Some of you don't know. You don't go to good schools. Your school, you don't pay school fees. There's a school at my area. They don't pay fees. But they pay lunch. But they don't pay fees. The headmaster is more important. Lunch is more important to him than the school. Let's go. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And listen to this part. He said, and he had in his hand a little book open. Everybody say a little book. Yeah. I'm about to close. What can change your life? Listen to me. Look at my face. What can change your life, Kezia, is a little book. There is wisdom embedded in books. I'm preaching with all my strength. Second service, I'll be tired. But you see, I'm teaching you a secret. If you are here and you go to school and your parents pay school fees and you can read and you don't read, you are a buffoon. Do you know buffoon? Buffoon brother is monkey. Yes, you are a monkey. Monkey and human beings, they are the same. Monkeys eat banana. Human, don't you eat banana? Don't you eat banana? You don't eat banana. Your face like a land guard. You eat banana. Hey, you eat banana. Madam, you eat banana. What's your name? Krista, you eat banana. Uh-huh. Janice, you eat banana. You, I'll ask you. You have, every day you eat banana. There is no difference or much difference between human beings and monkeys. But the little difference is because human beings think better than monkeys do. Yes. And you see, what can change your life is wisdom. Wisdom is everything. There is so much wisdom in books. And this is an angel which is holding a book. If an angel is holding a book, you, are you an angel? Why don't you want to hold a book? Yes. The difference between a literate. Do you know a literate? Do you know who a literate is? A literate, literate. We have opposite of literate is an illiterate. We have ICT literate. It means somebody who knows ICT. Yes. The difference between a literate and an illiterate is because a literate has brains. Has a working brain who thinks, and an illiterate does not think. Look, in this world, you are paid more by the way you use your brain. Yeah, if you use your brain more, you'll be paid more. Do you understand the English I'm speaking? If you use your brain less, you'll be paid less. That is why your mother wants you to become a doctor and not a pompo. Do you know pompo? Do you know pompo? One and two, one and three. The people who dig by the roadside. Yeah. You think those people, they use a lot of energy, but they don't pay them much. How many of you have entered a bank before? A bank. Bank. Let me show you something. When the next time you are open, you are entering a bank, I want to show you three people you should look for in the bank. Before you enter the bank, there's a man. Or even these days, women do the same that way. They will open the door for you. Yes, sir. I've seen that woman before. Yeah. You are dressed in like some security man. They look fearful, but they are not fearful. They are not strong. They open the door. Yes, sir. That is all they are doing for the whole day. Oh, yes, sir. Welcome, sir, to Fidelity Bank, sir. Sir, you are welcome to Echo Bank, sir. Thank you, sir. Then they open the door. That's all the job they do. The way you enter the bank, there are some three or four people or five people, depending on the bank, in a cage. They call one, teller two, teller three. That is where you go and stand and collect the money. How many of you have seen those people too? Yes. Then we have the last group of people. For them, usually, you don't see them, but you can see their door. In front of the door, they write branch manager. How many of you have seen that before? Branch manager. If you enter the branch manager's office, you see him sitting down, reading graphic. His office, there's flat screen. Yes. Air conditioned, chill. And then he can say, Irene, coffee. Then they'll bring him coffee. Irene, tea. They bring him tea. Yes, that is the branch manager. These three groups of people, the one that uses the brain most is the branch manager. And the one that uses the brain least is the one who opens the gate. Yes, sir. Welcome to Ghana Commercial Bank, sir. Such a person, at the end of the month, they can pay him like 300 Ghana cedis. Yes. May you read a book. I said, may you read a book. Yeah. A book has the ability to change your life. That's what a book can do. Yeah. Few things you should know about a book. Number one, a book will determine your future. Yes. A book. It will determine.
determine your future. Some of you go to school, go and learn. You say your favorite subject is physical education. All the teachers in the school, you like the grandmadam more than the English teacher. It's unto you. It's unto you. A book. The more books you read, the brighter your future will become. And I'm not just talking about any book. I am talking about books that can change your life. Recently, I was moving from where I was to a new place. And then some people were helping me to move. As they were packing the things. Then, when somebody picked this, then he said, oh, this one is a book. When he picked this lug, he said, oh, this one, they are books. This one, they are books. Then somebody said, ah, the books are more than any other thing in the room. And I said, yes. Because I want my brain to work. Kezia, if your panties are more than your books, you are not serious. Yeah. There are people where their braziers are more than their books. Look, the most important part of your body is not your breast, though. It's your brain. Yes. When you get a chance, buy a book. If you get a chance, read a book. A book can determine your future. A book will make you go far in life. Always read. Some of you have tablets. You know, read, though. You are interested in games. Games. Look, nobody rises to become the president of Ghana by playing games. I'm telling you. You cannot become anything important in this life if your whole life is dedicated to games. Look at even the name is called game. Do you know what game? Agro. Yes. Nobody does well by games. But you do well by becoming an avid reader. I mean, you so well, you know, so that you know I read. If you read, your grammar changes. There are people who have completed university, they cannot express themselves well in grammar. Like me, myself, personally. Look at the English you are speaking. You yourself, personally. Yes. And so, we cannot engage you in the meaningful discussion. Some of you, when I call you to my office and I'm doing counseling, when you talk, sometimes I ask myself that, are you a human being? Yeah. Because you don't talk sense. A book would determine your future. May your future become bright. I said, may your future become bright. Yeah. What can make your future bright is a book. That is why when you go to school, you don't watch movies. You buy books. So those of you that when they say, come and buy a book, then your mother is complaining. Are there a book who can't invest in your school? Now, so what else should we learn at school? A book. Say amen. Are you here? Yeah. A book. It will determine your future. Nobody here will end up a pure water seller. You will not sell pure water. Recently, I was going home with my wife. When we got to Fancode, then I saw somebody selling egg. Do you know those boiled eggs they sell? So I was asking her, so the egg, you know, at the end of the day, how much will she get? Kosuyao. How many people will buy egg by the roadside? You see somebody selling chewing gum. PK. Hey, if you sell PK, you stay in my house and you'll be poor. I will never buy. I don't buy PK. Do you see? Is that how you want your life to become? No. You shall drive your own car. Have you seen somebody selling boiled egg by the roadside driving a car before? Have you seen somebody selling pure water or plantain chips driving a car before? But you do well. I say you do well. Yeah, you do well. But you can only do well
when you read. Read. The world is controlled by intelligent people. Yes. You see, I think last month, it became very viral last month, there about men's, how many of you have heard of the men's goat thing? Yeah. But you see me, as they were condemning the guy, I'm not saying what the guy did was wrong, but the guy is intelligent. Yeah. Look, soldiers have sent their money there. Police people have sent their money there. Politicians have sent their money there. Doctors who have gone to school, they have sent their money there. Bank managers, their monies are there. Pure water sellers, their money are there. Sausage sellers, their monies are there. Yeah, but this is an intelligent person who has gathered all of your money. He has left. You say you are a doctor, you have gone to school 7 years, but you have gone to put your money there. The world is run and is controlled by intelligent people. If you decide that you are not going to be intelligent, foolish people will control your life. Yes. And the opposite of intelligence is foolishness. But you don't become a foolish person. Nobody will insult you that you are a foolish person. Yeah. May you read a little book. A little book. Do you understand? A little book will do you a lot of good. A little book, number two. A little book will bring you before great men. By reading a book, you will go before great men. Yeah. Good for great people. You go before great people. You will eat with kings. Yeah. You eat with kings. You see, because a lot of the things in this world is by communication. Okay. If you don't know how to communicate, you cannot go far. Like, communicate means to talk. Most people can't talk. They can't talk. Some of you, if the president of Ghana comes here now, you can't say anything. You'll be quiet. Yeah. Even some of you, when I call you for counseling in this room, you are quiet. You just be smiling. Pastor, I'm fine. Now, say, stand up and leave. When I ask you a question, you cannot think about the question and give me a sensible answer. It means you don't read. There's one girl in the church. I won't mention her name. If I sit with her, see, she talks and give me intelligent answers. May you become intelligent. You will sit with kings. You will, by reading will bring you into contact with very important people. The only important person you have met with was your class teacher. Your class teacher was the only important person you have ever met in your life. Look, they are more important people than your class teacher. This is your class teacher who has been throwing his tantrums in the school. But my prayer for you is that as you read, look, one of the books I'll recommend to you, number one, is the Bible. Books to read, number one, the Bible. The Bible. The Bible is the first book to read. Yes. Read your Bible. Read, and if you are in this church, if you are my church member, and you don't have a Bible, you are not a serious church member. Or you wake up in the morning and you have not located a Bible to read, you are not serious. Hey, Pastor, take your time. You are preaching to children. Yeah, I know. I know I am preaching to children. But I know you read books that are not the Bible. Yes. I know you read. One day, a certain woman many, many years ago, she came to the church. She said she wanted to see her son's pastor. So they brought the woman to my office. So I was there when she knocked. Then she came and asked her to sit down. So she sat down. Then she told me that she has a testimony. Testimony. I said, what is the testimony? He said, oh, pastor, you won't believe it. My son. I said, which of your sons? Then he mentioned the boy's name. He said, now my son can read Daily Graphic. Me, I thought he was coming to give me some important news. She says, her son can now read Daily Graphic. Then I asked her that, so what does it mean? Then she said, oh, some time ago, the son cannot read Daily Graphic, but now by the grace of God. And I said, I told the woman that if your son can read Daily Graphic, it is not an achievement. Yeah. Look, reading the Bible is far different from reading Daily Graphic. Yeah. Even people who can read, when they pick the Bible, they find it very difficult to read. Yes, I'm telling you. Yes. But the first book you should lay your hands on. If you are in this church and you don't have a Bible, Janice, do you have a Bible? Where is it? Remove it out. Anytime I'm preaching, bring your Bible out. This is not a Bible. This thing is not a Bible. I'm talking about Old Testament and New Testament combined. You need the Bible. Everybody sitting down here, you need a Bible. Yes. A Bible tells us who you are and where you are coming from. Say amen. Yes. Because see, when they call you Etonam, if they call somebody Etonam, which tribe is the person coming from? It's an Ewe. If they call you Etonam, it's possible your father is an Ewe or your mother is an Ewe. Very, very possible. 98 confidence interval. Yes. That your either your father or your mother or both are Ewes. If they call you Na Atre, you are from where? You are a gun. You are a gun. Na Atre, you are a gun. Yes. So if you have a Bible, if you have a Bible, it tells us who you are. If you see somebody holding a talisman or that thing that people they discord, Quran, you cannot hold Quran and tell me that you are a bishop. You have a Quran. So this morning as I'm coming to preach, I've brought Quran. One Quran here, then three Karis. Do you know Karis? Yes. Then I brought the one that Juju people have been using. Yeah. It's called Shine Shine. Oh, foolish boy, it's not shine shine. Yeah. Then I brought it here. Then they called me to come and preach. Then I brought it to the pulpit. Will you think I'm a pastor? Can you even tell your friend that your pastor is a powerful pastor? Or they call me to come and preach. Then Joel is following me with pot, carrying pot with some leaves in it. Then PK is also carrying some pot with fire in it. Yeah. A Bible tells us who you are. If you don't have a Bible in this church, it also tells who you are. If you are a Christian and you don't have a Bible, it tells who you are. Number two, the second type of book you should read are called Christian books. Christian books. Everybody say Christian books. Say Christian books. And the Christian books, I'm recommending books written by Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Yes, these are the books I read. Christian books. Books written by my father, your father, Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. This is one of these books, Victory Secrets. This is where I'm preaching from. You need to read. Look, books written by Bishop Dag Hayward Mills, there are a lot of wisdom in it. Do you know wisdom? You see, what wisdom does is that wisdom dilutes
your foolishness. Can I say it again? I said, wisdom dilutes your foolishness. Everybody sitting down here, you have an amount of foolishness in you. Even the Bible has said it. Apart from the fact that I have said it, the Bible too has said it, that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. As you are a child, you have a lot of foolishness. Foolishness, obia will be. But if you are a child, yours is super. Yes. So, one of the things that can decrease, do you understand? That can decrease the foolishness. Okay, it's wisdom. You don't get wisdom from the skies. Like you are walking on, then you have seen wisdom on the floor. No. Wisdom can be found in books. You have to read before you get it. One of the books that there's wisdom in are books written by the presiding bishop, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Yes. How many of you know books written by him? Yes. How to be born again and avoid hell. The title of the book itself should tell you that it is wisdom. How can you be born again and avoid hell? As you are sitting down here, is it your aim to go to hell? It's not your aim to go to hell.
Yeah.
It is not anybody's aim to go to hell. Let me ask. Joel, is it your aim to go to hell? Joel, it is not her aim to go to hell. So, how to avoid hell? This is wisdom. Another book. What? It is a great thing to serve the Lord. The title alone is self-explanatory. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Sometime ago I preached on that. Look, when you serve the Lord, your life is better. Yes. If you look at my life, and you look at the life of your class teacher, my life is better than your class teacher. True of us. Yeah. I'm serving the Lord. You can even go and tell class that some teacher, you have some pastor, his life is better than your life. Because I'm serving the Lord. I don't fear your teacher. That your man's teacher. I don't fear him. It is a great thing to spy. What other book do you know? Loyalty and disloyalty. Yes. That book, I'm about to preach from it. Yes. Look, one of the things that can send you far is to learn to be loyal to whoever is ahead of you. Do you understand? As I'm preaching, if they say Reverend Eric is calling me, I have to put the microphone down and go. That is loyalty to the higher authority. Do you understand? As I'm here, I am not here by myself. Do you understand? I am not the owner of this church at all. I am not the owner. There is somebody that I take instruction from. And you have to be loyal. To be loyal means to be faithful to the person. You see, when you learn to be faithful, your life goes in a particular direction. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah. Another book. Yes. How to pray. Can you not say that you don't know how to pray? Yeah. How many of you have gone to school before and they've taught you how to pray? Look, you've got, even Irene, do they teach you how to pray? The closest to how to pray is our Father. What in heaven? And even that, when you say it at assembly. Assembly, our Father. Do you understand? Yeah. Our Father, what in heaven? Hallowed be thy name and all that. But it is not how to pray. Somebody's teaching you how to pray. Another book. How to be a strong Christian. You can be a Christian, but you are not strong. May we become strong Christians. You see, and all these things are books. A lot. Yes. Church growth. How to make your church grow. Say amen. Yeah. Because anything you are doing, the thing must grow. If the thing is not growing, it is dead. Do you understand? Yeah, I got any other book? Backsliding.
It's one of the books I'll preach from me this year. Backsliding.
You are going back, but you don't know. And some of you are backsliding already.
You used to sing in the choir, you have stopped. You used to wait for meeting, you have stopped. Things you used to do for God, you have stopped. You have stopped. You are backsliding. You used to do by center, people used to bring people to church. You have stopped. You are back. You have gone back. That is what you call backsliding. You have slipping backward.
Another book. Yes, another book. Who's a model marriage? Foolish people, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Pray that God will give you wisdom as you lay hold on the little book. A little book. Kaso kabrandelebe. Ramando siriandelebe kabaya. Rabando sikamande kebendeya. Rabando robusi kendelebe kabaya. Maso, are you praying? Are you praying? Pray. 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 Kemaso talamande. Meze bro kamando sirianda. Kabu sike mele kebu sirianda. Kama si kemu rabandeya. Le kaba sika mandalaba rabandelebe keyandorobo. You are God alone from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne.
You are
God alone.
You are not the God whose name and praise.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.